Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
It's 8:50 on Morning Edition, and Dave Dickey is back from the Farm Progress Show, and he has our pre-opening report this morning. Hi, Dave.
We do indeed, Dan, and we are both humbled and re-energized from the show. So many people coming up to us and with kind words about the efforts that we're doing here at AM 580 Agriculture, both Todd Gleason and I, and I, for one, pledge to renew our efforts to provide timely and useful market information to support to producers all across the corn and soybean belts. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called mostly steady, but there are a few weaker bids seen at the start, as well as in what is expected to be a light volume trade to end the week. Terminals are called steady in a very light volume test. Top prices from $42 to $44. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $42. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, August 30th, negotiated swine purchases were 11,819. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $55 to $65, the weighted average $60.54, a loss of 88 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44.38 to $51.69, the weighted average $49.52. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $5,572, the base price range $56 to $66, the weighted average $62.88, a gain of 99 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.48 to $48.34, and the weighted average was $47.26. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is meteorologist Scott Althoff.
Never happened at all.
Whoops.
Oh, well, the Farm Minister of the Philippines.
Yeah. Well, you have a number of accents going on there.
Yeah, that's right.
Should say that every now and then we have a piece of equipment that kind of just has a mind of its own.
Sure. A few showers occurred in eastern Kentucky and eastern North Dakota Thursday. Otherwise, the remainder of Midwest corn and soybean belt was dry and temperatures were seasonable. Rainfall was under 0.2 inches and high temperatures ranged from 70s across the north to 80s in the south. And today's forecast is much different than that of yesterday morning. Net drying is expected today through at least Tuesday of next week, with any showers that occur being limited to the far north, and those will be very extremely brief and light. Temperatures will be warm with highs in the 70s and 80s today in the range from the upper 70s and 80s north and 80s and lower 90s elsewhere for the weekend and the first two-thirds of next week. A succession of cool fronts will occur beginning late next week and continuing to the September 15th timeframe. Each frontal system will bring a little shot of cooler air that will eventually bring temperatures to a seasonally mild range, and no prolonged colder than usual weather is expected, but there may be a few cooler than average days that occur briefly during the week of September 10th. Rain will come with each frontal passage, and precipitation will be the greatest with the frontal system expected late next week and the one that occurs September 9th to the 11th. No general soaking of rain is expected, but just enough to induce temporary setback in early season harvesting. I think the harvest season will begin underway probably in earnest next week as some of the corn is beginning to mature rather rapidly, and with the drying setting in, that's going to help mature it even quicker and dry it out as well. High temperatures during the later part of next week will be cool back to the 70s north and 80s south. Coolest weather occurs September 10th to the 13th, when highs may be in the 60s and the 70s in the far north and 70s to lower 80s in the far south. And the lows will be no cooler than the 40s and 50s, except near the Canadian border, where a couple upper 30s might occur on some of the coldest mornings. And no risk of frost or freezes for at least the next 10 days here across the Midwest. In the U.S. Delta Southeast, a large area of showers and thunderstorms brought about 70% coverage to the Southeast Thursday, which is good news. Rainfall was greatest in Georgia, where 1 to 2 inches amounts were common in central, southwest, and northern areas. Rainfall amounts elsewhere were anywhere from 2/10 to 8/10 of an inch, with local amounts approaching 2 inches in east central Mississippi and west central Alabama. North Carolina and Virginia were driest. The Delta received 40% rainfall coverage, up to 1/10 of an inch in southeast Arkansas anywhere from a half inch to 3/4 inch in western Mississippi. High temperatures in the Delta and the Southeast were in the 80s and 90s, and the area from the northern Delta through the southern Georgia was warmest with highs in the middle 90s. Low this morning was mostly in the lower to middle 70s, except North Carolina and Virginia, where middle and upper 60s were most common. Heavy rain and strong thunderstorms will occur across Georgia and South Carolina this weekend. Late season crops that are still developing will benefit from this rain, but some flooding may also result. A few areas may receive 3 to 6 inches of rain, which may be a little bit too much for the crops. Meanwhile, the northern Delta will continue to suffer from excessive dryness through the middle part of next week. Rainfall rates will increase through the Delta and Southeast beginning Wednesday. Frequent frontal passages will induce shower activity daily from Wednesday through September 13th. Improvements in soil moisture are expected, but these improvements will occur too late for many of the crops in the region. Late soybean, cotton, sorghum will benefit, however. The expected rainfall will be too light to provide more than a temporary increase in soil moisture unless follow-up rainfall occurs later in September. In Australia, low temperatures today slip below freezing in central wheat, barley, and canola areas of western Australia, but no permanent crop damage was suspected. Although rainfall is expected to be light, it will be welcome wherever it occurs. Occurs as crops continue to develop more aggressively in response to warmer temperatures, and follow-up rainfall of greater significance is needed to support future crop development. A few coastal showers may linger in the second week of the two-week forecast, but rainfall will be insignificant. That's your growing area's weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Oldhoff.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 7.15¾, down 5. Last trade up 6¼. December 7.32, down 1½. Last trade up 20. September wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 7.68½, down 1½. Last trade up 20. December 7.84¾, up 1/4. Last trade up 20¾. September corn opened at 3.22¾, unchanged. Last trade up 7½. December 7.39¼, down 1/2. Last trade up 5½. July 3.75½, up 3/4. Last trade up 3¼. September beans opened at 8.70, down 1/2. Last trade up 9¾. November 8.84¾, down 1/4. Last trade up 9. September soybean meal opened at 2.39.60, down 40. Last trade up 2.20. September soybean oil opened at 36.69, up 36. Last trade up 36. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Chris Corum, a strategic farm marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well.
I assume you survived the Farm Progress Show.
Oh, it was a glorious show. We were so happy to talk to so many producers and meet a lot of new people as well, so it was good all around.
I think I sweated off about 5 pounds on the first couple of days there. So.
It was warm. December wheat is now really, for all extents and purposes, the new lead month, and you look at the Chicago Board of Trade contract, it got to 8.05¼ on the last, and if you look at the charts, there's nothing but air off to the left. How do you begin to figure out what to do with this wheat market?
Wheat's a monster, isn't it? You know, $8 wheat, never thought I'd see that, and I'll tell you what, really, it's just, you know, wheat is, it's all based on the global supplies, you know, are just getting tight on wheat. I see this morning that the Indian government was looking for, like, you know, 530,000 metric ton, and they've increased that to 700. You know, Russia's got a lot of problems. Europe's got a lot of problems. It's just every, you know, all the fundamental news in the wheat market is just to drive higher. We were kicking around yesterday here in the office about, you know, do you, you know, selling a $9 wheat call for 20 cents. I mean, but I'm not so sure I'm not afraid of that at this point.
Mm. Go ahead and look at the soybean market, which has a V bottom in it and is beginning to look like it might be on a pre-harvest trend, even considerably higher.
Yeah, I think the mentality there is that, you know, traders, I think we're just looking for a smaller soybean crop than what we expected. You know, it's getting a little help from the wheat market also, but I think beans is, you know, we're posting double digits every day on beans, and I think a lot of that is based on, you know, what we think this harvest is going to be.
Cleared the August highs yesterday, and well, could very well have a clear amount of settlement basis today too.
Yeah, I believe you're right. The calls for today, you know, we're calling. Pretty much falling the overnight. They're calling wheat 15 to 20 higher, corn up 5 to 7, and soybeans 7 to 10. So everything's pretty strong right now. It's a tough market to get a handle on.
Thank you much, Chris. You have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Chris Corum of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Someone from Strategic Farm Marketing joins us every Friday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.